V'chein kol odom. This process of Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't something that happened once. Every person who wants to become religious or wants to become more religious has a Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'chein kol odom kisheroitzel liskar v'Hashem Yisborach. So to every single, when he wants to come close to Hashem, shehu bechinas Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a type of Yitzias Mitzrayim, he wants to leave the slavery that he was a slave to his Taivas Rois and Midas Rois. He wants to get out of all of that, and he wants to go to the mountain. He wants to climb the mountain. Tavdun es selikim al hor hazeh. Ki be'emes ikar hageula hirak bechazdoy hagodol kanal. Because the truth is, the whole concept of being taken out of exile is only out of Hashem's great kindness. Ulefa'omim misnakel habaldovar vasitrachra. There are times that Yetzirah gets real sly. Uma'akim liboy, he twists a person's heart. Bebchinas katnus, to push the person down. Hanimshach mimoichin de katnus, which comes from moichin de katnus. V'nidmeloi ke'ilu hu anova. And the person thinks it's humility. There are times that the Yetzirah says, oh, you want humility? No problem. He opens his suitcase. We got that here. Of course, we have Gaiva, we have Anova. You want Anova? Here we go. Anova with the label produced by the Sitrachra. What kind of Anova? It's a kind of Anova that the Yetzirah wants to use to push a person away from Hashem, to distance the person from Hashem. For example, Dahainu Sheomer Beliboy, for example, the person says to himself, V'chiroi ani sheyasa shemizborach li nisim koele? Am I worthy that Hashem should perform miracles for me? Haloi ani oidea chatoi obshoi hamarubim. I know all the many sins I committed, all the terrible things I did. U'machmazeh eino imamin bedivrei hatzadik. And as a result of this false humility, this humility that the Yetzirah is feeding him, he doesn't believe the words of the tzaddik, horoitze legoyaloi, who wants to take him out of exile, u'lohashivoi bemes l'Hashem Yisborach, and help him return to Hashem. U'kemoi shematzinu kama v'kama shenisrachgu al yedei zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we've witnessed, not making tshuva, because of this, machmas shehem yoidim lichlucham v'tinufam b'avoynes rachmon olzlan, because of the fact that they know how much they've filthied themselves with sins and all kinds of bad things, therefore einam ma'aminim b'koyach hatzadik shef shelagoylam. They do not believe that tzadikim have such power that they could even fix me. They could even repair me. They could even erase my whole past and give me a whole new life. Ubifrat kishebo aleihem eze yisurim umerirus umenias begufo nefesh, especially when the satan turns up the heat a little, when he starts shooting and the person starts going through suffering, bitterness, obstacles, physical obstacles, spiritual obstacles, then the person says, have a nice day, I'm out. I don't need this. This is not for me. I can't handle this. Hemoimrim and Afsham, the people say to themselves, Haloyani Roya She'ein Hashem Yisborach Roitzel Krave. Look, I see clear signs that Hashem doesn't want me. Look at the rejection. Look, all of, you know, he's showing me all kinds of rejection, like he's telling me to get lost. Ki bevadai yefshel akarev pogam kamoini. Because again, somebody like me can't come close. After all the things I've done and everything, I can't come close. Nimtza, we see therefore, shebetchila maschil habaldovor bedarkei anova, that in the beginning, the Yetzirah starts off with humility. You agree that you're nothing, right? You agree you're a zero. You agree you've done all of these bad things. Aval hu mahapech divrei elokim chayim, but he takes the Torah and turns it upside down. He wants to use that against the person in order to push the person away from Hashem. By the person being in a state of constricted consciousness, meaning negativity. Is negativity. Can't, the big can't word. I can't do this, I can't, my wife can't, my kids, I can't. And the Yetzirah wants to use this method to take the person further away from Hashem than they are even right now. Ki kach derech habaldovor. Because this is the style of the Yetzirah. This is how he works. This is his MO, they call it, his method of operation. Shemislabesh be'eze emes leponim. That he cloaks himself in a little bit of truth, just like a mask. He puts on a little bit of emes, he makes himself, he dresses up like a rabbi, like he's coming to be your friend. V'acharkach mahape hashura chasasham. And then once he gets the person on the hook, he turns it around. And then he convinces the person to move away from Hashem chasasham. Alkein tzrichen lihi shomer ma'oid mizeh. Therefore, a Jew has to watch out for this very, very careful. Shelo yipoil v'yisrachek al yedei anova ro kozois. That the person shouldn't fall and become distant from Hashem as a result of humility, supposedly being humble. I know who I am. You don't know who I am. I know who I am. You could become religious, man. Maybe there's other people to become Bali Tshuva, but it's not for me. It's not for me. Ki be'emes bevadai tzorech odom leida chesroinai. Because the truth is, a person needs to know how lacking he is. He needs to know that he's wrong, he's done a lot of bad things. She'enoi roi legula, that he doesn't really deserve to be redeemed. Ule hisbayish bi'atzmoi harbe, and to feel very, very ashamed and embarrassed about all the things he did in the past. Aval, but loy sheyisrachek al yedei zechas v'shalom. Not that that's going to give me an excuse to go further away from Hashem, to spit in Hashem's face even more. The Gemara says a person who eats garlic and his breath stinks, what's he going to do? He's going to eat more garlic? At this point in my life, I realize I've done 30 years of sins, so I can't become religious. So now I'm going to do 35 years of sin? I'm going to up it to 35 years of sin? What's that? That's going to make it better? Rak adarabba, but rather just the opposite. Yoimar baliboy, the person has to say to himself, Bevadai ani rochoik ma'oid ma'oid migula v'yeshua lefi ma'asai horoim. You're right, Yetzirah. Based on all the bad things I've done, I am very, very far. I am really totally unworthy of being redeemed and getting Yeshua. Avol, however, ani batuach bechazdoi hagodoy v'hanifla. I have trust and faith in Hashem's incredible kindness, ubekoyach uzchus hatzadiki emes, and in the power and the merit of the great tzadikim. They can use their merit to help me. Just like when a person's financially in big, big trouble, what does he do? He does one of two things. He steals, he can rob a bank and get killed in the process or whatever it is, or he finds somebody else who is not in that financial predicament. He finds a billionaire or a trillionaire, somebody for him to give me 100 grand, it ain't going to move a hair on his head. It's not going to affect his breakfast or lunch or his pension plan in any way at all. And he goes to somebody like that and says, hey, buddy, can you help me out maybe? Lahavdil, here we're talking about a person who goes to a tzaddik. The tzaddikim are billionaires, and therefore they're in a position to help. The tzaddik can give a little of his stuff to us and erase all the debts and everything, and suddenly the person's in the black. He ain't in the red anymore. A total redemption, kasher hivtichonu, like he has promised us, afal pi she'eni kedai klal, even though I don't deserve it at all. So again, the Yetzirah was speaking a little bit of truth. It's true I don't deserve, but the Yetzirah finished the sentence by saying, therefore, go back to your sins. Keep being irreligious and everything. Whereas the different kind of finish, which says, you're right, I don't deserve, but the tzaddikim have revealed to us how kind Hashem is, how good he is, and their powers, the powers of the tzaddikim, that even somebody like me, who's minus 10 billion, there's no problem. Hashem has enough, and the tzaddikim have enough to turn it all around, to put me back on my feet, and put me in the black.